Blog Talk Radio.
To protect your peace. Coach Adams, I'm intrigued and I want to hear more about this whole concept that I have the power to protect my peace. Yes, absolutely you do. And we are going to go on a journey of discovery together and explore this very thought that you have the power to protect your peace. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic for you that I'm really excited about today that we're going to dig into. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiremediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com Inspired Media, the number four, and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow me to set up a framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our designated subject, and then if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we invite you to bring your questions and or comments around today's topic. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at time. But wait, hold on. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in the broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line. Woo! I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. And with that, again, we say thank you. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, your iPads, your tablets, your smartphones with your notes, something to grab the nuggets and jewels that will be shared today, you need to grab it. Why? Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we know, we're in our Shape Up series, but we're taking a look at beyond adversity to peace. Beyond adversity to peace. That is the thought that we have on the table that we want to process around today. And I know you're sitting there thinking, Coach Adams, you said I have the power to protect my peace, but honestly, I'm struggling with that. I'm not really there with you, Coach Adams. Why? Because there is so much going on in the world around me. And when you talk about I can protect my peace, I don't know. And I want you to understand that as your coach, believe me, I absolutely get it. I understand the skepticism. I really do. But this is what I have found to be true. You know, oftentimes when we are struggling with a lack of peace, it's because we are distracted. We're distracted mentally or emotionally, because when it comes down to it, ever you are giving your focus to, that is which is in the dominant seat and has all of the power. So if you're focusing on all of the weight and the stuff and the issues of life, well, that's why there is a lack of peace. And, you know, when we're looking at distractions, understanding that distractions are those agitations in our mind, those agitations emotionally that are preventing us from giving our full attention to a specific area, to something, we've lost focus on our trajectory. And if you allow distraction to get the best of you, I want you to know you will lose the battle absolutely every time. Why? Because you cannot have two competing installment of Motivational Mondays around competing thoughts. And again, if you want to learn more of the richness around that subject, you'll have to go back to our on-demand library for that. But the reason why this is so important is because these competing thoughts that we can't have at the same time will cause us to fail in the process of working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Because if you allow yourself to become overwhelmed by life stuff and it strips you of your peace, because you can't have peace and joy residing in the same space, peace and anxiety residing in the same space, that is an illustration of a competing thought. You have peace, you have anxiety, you have unrest. You can't have both of those things in the same space at the same time. They're competing thoughts. Therefore, one will win the battle over the other. And again, we did a great richness of teaching around this in a previous installment. But I want to make sure that you fully understand where we're going as we take this journey. Because I don't know about you. I really don't. I don't know who's listening in. I don't know, you know, where you are at this very moment in the crossroads on your journey of life. But what I do know is that whenever I'm dealing with pressing circumstances, I have to be more intentional about maintaining my peace and my focus in the midst of the adversity of life. Why? Because I know I can't have the competing thoughts. And so what I am finding, and this comes up so often in my coaching practice for my clients, they're struggling with the same issue. And I anticipate that you, right where you are struggling as well. And I say that because principles are universal. And as I stated before, we cannot have the competing thoughts. So when you can't have the competing thoughts, one will outweigh the other. And then what happens is frustration builds and is created. We get into a place of great frustration. I don't know about you, but I have been in those places of great frustration. I've grown in the wisdom, however, of understanding that frustration in its simplest form is a barrier to our goals. And so when we're feeling frustrated because of the distractions, we have lost focus. We've hit a wall. That barrier as it relates to our goals. And so when we get into those places, straight it. And if we step back, it's because of which competing thought we've allowed to take dominance in our hearts, in our minds. A barrier actually shows us what we're giving our focus to. I want you to know that the goal with each installment of Motivational Mondays is really and truly, my heart genuinely is to help you consider and to create and implement small daily practical steps that will enable you to find solutions and insight into empowerment. And so with each installment, we come with this focus on supporting you in the process to win now. You're winning in this process of working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And so let's understand this whole journey of looking beyond adversity to peace. You know, when we're looking beyond adversity to peace, it's a matter of perspective. Yes, it's a matter of perspective. Because the reality is, and you have to ask yourself, do I have the right perspective. Because when it comes to having the right perspective, how we view things in essence truly is how we do things. You know, perspective reminds me of a story of a dear associate of mine that was in my life many years ago. And, you know, you've heard the term about optimist or pessimist. And when I tell you, when it comes down to perspective, this person leaned heavy on one side. You know, it didn't matter what was going on in their lives. If there was some not so good to be found in the situation, they would focus on it. I remember one time being in conversation with them, and they were talking about it, and they were really in a quandary because they were saying, gosh, you know, my bank account is just dropping below 50,000, and, you know, they were saying, oh, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble that I've seen. And I was listening to this individual. And of course, our truth is our reality. And I don't want to minimize what that person's point of view was and their perspective. But what I do know is, and I was just having a conversation today with someone around this, that there are many people that would say, I'll take your bank account. I'll take it. You don't like it? I'll take it. Individuals are struggling with far less. You know, I'm consulting in this season. I live in Orange County, and I travel several days out of the week to the DTLA area of California, the downtown area. And, of course, I know that homelessness exists. I'm well aware of it. But my epigenetics, my environment in my area in Orange County, I am not seeing the great reality of the fact that homelessness has increased in the way that it has. Yes, on occasion, rare occasion, I will see a homeless and walking in the areas that I'm traveling in here in Orange County. But I'm not living with the perspective of this increase in homelessness. And yes, I'm aware of Skid Row and all of that. I'm not living in a bubble. But again, perspective. The world around me and the area in which I live in, it's not seen frequently. But I travel, as I was stating, from Orange County to DTLA several times a week in certain areas that I get off of the freeway. I'm literally, and I'm not saying Skid Row because I'm not even going to Skid Row, but because homelessness greatly over the past few years, and it is unlike I've ever seen. You can go down a street, a random street, and not even think, and it's far from, quote unquote, Skid Row, and see the dynamics of that because of where homelessness is. And every time I drive into these different areas, and sometimes I stumble on them because the freeways, traffic is backed up, and I'll get off and navigate differently to avoid just sitting on the freeway. And when I do that, I'll get into these different areas, and it blows my mind the images that I'm seeing. Perspective, perspective, perspective. And I've come to realize that having the right perspective lends to our ability to find the plus and the advantage in any situation. Because distinctly, if you're able to make a shift in how you're viewing things, you will navigate and process on your journey differently. Remember we said that distractions, they affect us mentally and emotionally, and in essence strips us, robs us of our peace because of what our focus is. So when you can learn to shift your point of view, your mindset around what you're seeing, for example, when I'm driving in the areas that I'm seeing what I'm seeing, I have increased, and I was just sharing this with someone today, I have increased my consciousness of gratitude. Because when I see the images and I drive through the different areas, the reality is that I may not be exactly where I want to be on my journey. And I think regardless of where you are on your journey, at some stage you want to achieve more. You want to achieve greater success. It's natural. And so with that said, I oftentimes, you know, will say, gosh, I wish I had more or achieved more, so on and so forth. But when you make a shift in your perspective and how you view things and use other environments and dynamics, when I go through those areas, I'm very grateful. Perspective. I'm very grateful because of what I do have. Because when I see the images, it reminds me that things could be far worse than what they are. And I must say, things are not where I want them to be, but I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And so, again, having the right perspective lends to this distinct advantage that we can find in situations, because how you view things is how you do things. And when you're able to make a shift, negativity, this loss of peace, and it's almost like it's turning a wheel. It's turning a wheel into the opposite direction of how you're viewing things. So think of this as an example. If you're driving the car and you're going straight, if you turn the wheel to the left and begin to turn left, you're no longer seeing the same things that you saw when you were going straight. You are now shifting to a different point of view. You know, it makes me think about another illustration of my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss to Movement and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. I served their ministry and organization as their global master trainer. And there was a season when we were doing live seminars in Ontario, California every month. And, you know, I often reference the whole Forrest Gump, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And so every time, and I was the individual that would open, you know, I would lay the foundation in preparation for my mentors and, you know, establish where we're going on this journey with the people. And it didn't matter who the people were that were in the house, but I was the one that was the front person. Why do I share that with you? As we're talking about this whole process of understanding how we view things and moving away from beyond adversity to this place of peace, because we have the power to protect our peace. And I know you may be struggling with that, but we're building a case, and I trust that you're continuing to lean in. And I thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You, presented by Inspired Media for You. So I was building up to share a story in my service with my mentors that month to month we would do what was called a life-changing vertical leap seminar. And every month, again, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. We would have a different number of people in the house. And I remember, and again, we're talking about point of view. And I say that so you can get the illustration of where I'm going as we're continuing to build this case. And so I remember that we had this one particular month. It was one for the record books. We had never experienced this particular setting that I'm about to give you. And, you know, it was so interesting because there was one person in the room when we started. One person. Now, we're talking about point of view. Now, I could have allowed my piece to be stripped like, oh my gosh, you know, no one wants to hear what I have to say, and it could have stripped me of power. That's one point of view of it. Why even go forward? I mean, it's just one person here. I mean, what's the point? All this time and energy. That's one side of it. Again, perspective, point of view. I never approach the circumstances from a place of disappointment, which is exactly what I painted the picture of just a moment ago. What point? There's only one person, minimizing. And so what happens there is you begin to get into this downward spiral of negativity. And, you know, I've often shared, and, you know, Coach Adams, she often says, don't entertain negativity. Don't set this beautiful table in your mind with the beautiful linens and the beautiful china and the glassware and flatware and all of that, and entertain negativity, inviting it to sit at the table in your mind. But we often will do that, and we entertain this negativity. And as I remind you, and we did a great installment around that as well in our archives. So again, our archives is rich with different information on various topics to support you into this insight of empowerment on your journey. But getting back to what I was saying about one person in the seat and our perspective, our point of view is everything. And we're moving beyond adversity to peace, understanding that we can't have competing thoughts. So I can't be in a place of peace and also be in a place of anxiety. The two cannot reside in the same space. I must make a decision. You must make a decision. Either way, which will you entertain? In the seat of your mind, will you entertain negativity? You've set the table. You're inviting it in. You have a place card. Negativity sit right here. Or when negativity is knocking on the doorway of your mind, will you keep it at bay and make sure that it doesn't come in? You don't even open the door. If it's positive, you let it in. If it's negative, you shut it out. And why is this so important? Because this is how you start the process of maintaining your peace of mind. I'm pausing with intention because I don't want to go too fast as we're sharing on this and building this case. I want you to really chew and bite what we're talking about. Because if you can really get this, if you can really process around this, you're going to be in a much better position in general in your life. Because we move from adversity to peace, understanding that you are in control of mind based on your perspective and your point of view and how you view things. You are now in the dominant seat of control. You're not allowing the forces on the outside of you to take control, but rather you are taking control. As I was sharing with you, this whole scene, when I was serving live events for my mentors named as Vertical Leapin', this one particular month, one person in the seat, it had never happened. One loner person in the seat at the start. Now, again, I could have been like, oh, what is the use? Let's just cancel. Why even do this? This is so disappointing. It's so, but no, again, point of view. I didn't approach the circumstances from a place of disappointment. I really didn't. Why? Because I was like, okay, in my mind. It takes one person to create change. There was only one person in the room. I saw it as a great opportunity to make an impact and to touch the life of that individual and create change. And it got me excited, point of view, perspective, because I said, wow, if I can be used in the process of changing this person's life, I am in a good seat. And I really genuinely got excited about that. Because the reality is this, that good things can come out of bad situations if you have the right perspective. If we have the right perspective, we can genuinely glean lessons from any circumstance and grow to the next level. There's always an opportunity to grow. But the question is, because you can't have competing thoughts, you can't be in a place of gratitude and yet be disappointed. You have to choose. I have to choose. Because each choice that we make will determine if I'm in a power play. Again, you have the power to protect your peace. And when we're speaking of peace, we're talking about peace of mind. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, I thought this was Motivational Mondays. Why is this important? Well, this is important because if this is your struggle, when it comes to you working your vision, you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. Guess what? You're going to lose the battle if you are not well equipped. And my desire is to support you in being well equipped so you are in a position to what? Win. I coach and you win. That you're in a position to win. Because point of view and perspective is everything. I want you to take a journey with me, if you will. Because when we understand that in life, our responses are based on our point of view. How we respond in any situation is based on our point of view. And the way in which we respond will either strip us of power and we're no longer in peace. We lose our peace of mind because we become anxious and we're dealing with unrest and we're stirred up in all of that versus being in the power position of taming our peace. Now, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you are... You are not anchored. Your feet are not anchored. You are levitating off the ground. You are not realistic right now. I want to share with you that I'm not just speaking what I feel sounds good. I'm living it out. And I know it's not an easy thing. It isn't. I get it. I am there. I have to constantly coach myself through it. As I'm coaching others, as I'm living it through. And so experientially, I have grown to really appreciate and understand point of view and perspective. I want you to take a journey with me, if you will. You're a regular listener. You know Coach Adams. She'll say, play in my sandbox. I'm asking you to play in my sandbox at this moment. I want you to imagine, if you will, and we're talking about perspective and point of view and this process of beyond adversity to peace. Because the adversity represents the issues of life, the challenges, the circumstances, the stuff. And yes, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world around us. There's a lot of stuff going on with us. Come on. Can we be real today on Motivational Mondays? And I want you to take this journey with me. I want you to imagine, if you will, someone is dragging you by your hand, step by step, to the edge of a cliff. And you're resisting because when you see what's ahead of you without really being able to see, suddenly you feel doom and gloom. It's a cliff. Oh, my gosh, 100 feet. Oh, wow, I'm going to get hurt. What's happening here? You get anxious, point of view, your perspective. You start to feel this unrest, this nervousness. You don't know where they're taking you. All you see is this long walk. It feels like a dead man's walk for you. You're walking and you see the cliff. You see there's nothing on the other side and they're pulling you along. And you get anxious until you get to the edge of the cliff. And you realize, wow, there's this beautiful aqua green body of water. You see people at the bottom. They're swimming. They're having fun. It's playful. It's 100 feet off the ground. It's safe. You can jump in. You've been told the water is warm. It's in the Caribbean. It's gorgeous. But you didn't know that aspect of it until you got to the edge of the cliff. Now, guess what just happened? Aha! You got it! You've had a shift in your point of view. As you were making the approach, not knowing, you started to feel anxiety. You were sweating bullets. You were feeling the stress, the weight. You lost your peace and all of that. Because until you got to the edge and saw what was awaiting you on the other side, this beautiful body of water and the joy of those at the bottom having fun, enjoying, you lost your peace. And the person says, jump. And you get excited. Now you've shifted perspective and point of view because of now seeing things from a different point of view. You now have a broader scope because you're at the edge, 100 feet up off the cliff. And you now say, yes, I'm going to go for it. And the exhilaration of it gets you excited. But in the midst of that walk, you dealt with some adversity. Beyond adversity to peace is what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Talk about a quote that you may have heard. It's referenced often, and it really speaks to this cliff moment that I took you all on, and you went there with me. I love it. I hope that you enjoy that moment and you could see yourself jumping off into this beautiful Caribbean water that's aqua green and it's warm and all of the fun that you would have on the other side. Interestingly enough, Albert Einstein has a quote, "In the midst of every difficulty lies opportunity." This is a quote that I love and I reference it regularly because when we're dealing with situations, adversity, if we get the lessons, it's an opportunity. In the midst of the fear and the struggle and the stuff, if you can just press on the other side, there is a great adversity that's awaiting before you. Cliff experience that I painted the picture of, the opportunity was the shift from the anxiety of the loss of peace to this opportunity of great fun and fulfillment and enjoyment. But so often in life, the reality is we miss those opportunities because we allow fear to get the best of us. We allow the circumstances, the issues of life, the stuff that becomes limiting to get the best of us. And I want to share with you this insight into empowerment found in a quote by Warren Lester. You may have heard this quote. Success in life comes from not holding a good hand, but from playing a poor hand well. And that, in essence, is what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. This concept, beyond adversity to peace, is not about the cards that you have in hand, this quote-unquote bad hand. It is about how will you play the cards of life that have been dealt you. How will you overcome this adversity? Will you give your focus on all of the negative things that you're faced with? Because if you do, again, when it comes to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, you can't see beyond the stuff. Therefore, the reality is you won't. I can tell you story after story, and I'm sure you have your own stories. I know my story of situation after situation. Keep living on the journey. I promise you, you'll make it through. Just keep living. And I want to give you some clear application today around what we've talked about. But before we do that, I'm seeing the time, and I would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. This is a time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion and around what we've talked about. Ask a question, make a comment, give some feedback. Would love to hear from you. You've sacrificed this hour of empowerment. I would love to know. What's your takeaway? Have you gotten anything from what's being shared today on this topic of beyond adversity to peace? Recognizing that we are in control of our peace. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-3-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. This is a safe space. Don't be shy. Jump right on in. I see we have a caller. Caller area code 510, last four digits, 7735. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. How can I help you?
Hello, Coach Adams. This is Dr. Veronica. And I just, I love the two stories you gave, the Cliff story and also the one about success being not that you might have the best hand to play, but how you play the hand that's dealt to you, pretty much. I'm paraphrasing what you said. But I was just thinking how that's so true. I was thinking about as an inventor and how when I put a product on the market, so many things came back that were wrong that could have stopped me. You know, it wasn't the way the engineer did it, and different things happened. One time a part popped off and I had to glue it back on at a big show. And that's just so true about how it doesn't have to be the perfect hand, but it's how you play the hand that's dealt to you. I thought that was so, such good information, because that's how life is. You never know the hand that's going to be dealt. I really love those analogies you gave tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Veronica. I so appreciate you tuning in. And you mentioned a product. Since I have you live, our American inventor in the house. Inventor.
Thank
inventor,
you.
I should say. As I got tongue-tied there, why don't you take a moment to share what your product is and how, if someone has a need for it, they can make that connection.
It's a hand. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's a hands-free holder that holds baby bottles, cups for those with limited mobility, like disabled people or the elderly who may not have fine motor skills to feed themselves. So it's an attachable arm that actually is like a third arm that can hold a cup, bottle, can, whatever needed to assist in drinking. And my website is happyhelpinghandinc.com. Thank you.
Happyhelpinghandinc.com. I thank you so much, Dr. Veronica, for being a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays. And truly, with your story, you know what it's like to move beyond adversity to peace. And I have to ask you, because some may be thinking, oh, well, she's an American inventor. She's inventing things. Prior to this product, had you invented anything before that?
No, I hadn't invented anything, but I always had all of these ideas, and I would always draw things down on paper. And my dad, he told me before he, left the SERP, he told me, you can patent that. And he had me to mail it to myself, and that was the beginning of it. And then I found the scripture that said that it was God who gives you the power to give witty inventions. And so that was the journey. But I really believe God planted the seed in me and showed me a need for something, because I was working with disabled people the whole time. And he showed, and keeping people's babies while I was working, because I was an entrepreneur at home working out of my home. So people didn't actually think I was really working. They just thought I, had these people around. So I would get a lot of family members who needed a babysitter. And the idea just came to me out of a need to solve a problem.
And so you moved forward with it. And how long, Dr. Veronica, has your product been on the market? And this, for our global listening audience, this dialogue wasn't planned, but I saw a great opportunity to really encourage those of you that are listening in with your vision with someone who has been on the journey. When did you create your invention?
It's been a long journey, I tell you. It wasn't an overnight wonder. I got my patent in 2009. I got my product like a year later, maybe 2010, delivered from the first time from Pakistan, and I had 42 Walmart stores trying to take my product. And the guy who I had working for me in Pakistan, well, he was here in America. He stole it, but I had thankfully got an opportunity to sell about 1,000 of them in Vegas and another maybe 1,000 in Hollywood. So people knew me, but he stole my molds. And so really, I started over. I relaunched the product, and I had, God is so awesome, I had a lawyer who I didn't even know in Hollywood who loved my product and saw it, and they gave him a cease and desist, and he just left me alone. But I did have to reboot, like, you know, the hand that was dealt to me. I had to go to China the next time because I couldn't trust this guy or use him anymore. He made me lose my whole Walmart deal pretty much because I had no product left to, you know, to sell. I had been selling pieces and all that, so I didn't have enough. And then I had no molds, so I started all over, which was a financial, you know, it was a hit. But I kept going, and I'm still going now.
I love it. Well, I thank you, Dr. Veronica, for sharing. And, you know, I really appreciate you allowing yourself to really plant a seed into the listener today to encourage them. And that is really at the heart of what Motivational Mondays is all about, and to share just in a capsule beyond adversity how you were able to maintain your peace as you live life on purpose. I thank you so much. If you will press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, that would be great. As we continue in today's broadcast, I want to give you some application around what we've been talking about. You know, we opened, as I give you a quick summary and bring things back, we open with this journey talking about that you have the power to protect your peace. And I know I had some skepticism. I know I had some haters in the room thinking, Coach Adams, yeah, that sounds good, but then we went on a deep dive journey looking at and understanding that at the heart of why we lose our peace is distractions. Distractions, those situations and the stuff, really the battle is in our mind, it's in our emotions, and we are talking about how do I get back on track from distractions. That if we don't properly manage the distractions, eventually they will become frustrations. And we cannot, and this is a key point that I want you to really get, we cannot have competing thoughts. We cannot have unrest and peace residing in the same space. And so everything comes back to perspective and our point of view, because understanding how we view things in essence to be how we do things. The principles are universal. And so you don't have to stay in that place of frustration, unrest, lack of peace. It is in essence a choice when you are empowered to know how to make the shift. How do I make the shift? Well, we've been talking a lot about that in the different stories and illustrations that were shared. And now I want to give you some thoughts for empowerment, because as we closed out before taking our caller, and our caller referenced this particular quote by Warren Lester, success in life comes from not holding a good hand, playing a poor hand well. And so when we're dealing with this struggle, number one, as it relates to insight into empowerment and application, we must identify the agitations of the mind. What has you so agitated the emotional agitation, identify them. Identification now puts a face to it, because the agitations would prevent you from being able to give your full focus and attention to your what? You may be thinking, to what, Coach Adams? To your vision, to your goals, and to your dreams. Tell you identify, application, insight into empowerment. Identify what has you agitated. What has pulled your attention? When you do that, now you're in a position to win, because now you have the clarity of mind that you need to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. Once you identify the agitation, once you identify what that looks like and you deal with it head on, see, so often we're dealing with stuff. We want to put our heads in the sand like the ostrich, but you have to deal with it head on. Face it, whatever it may be. And when you face it, you're able to make a shift in your focus. That shift comes with intention. The intentionality. How do you play that bad hand? With intentionality, with intentions, with the right focus is how you do that. So number one, identify the agitation. Insight into empowerment or application. Identify the agitation. Once it's identified, deal with it head on and make the shift in your focus with intention. How can I refill my cup, Coach Adams? You know, I'm struggling. How can I do this? We have to fill our cup with something that brings you joy and fulfillment. Remember, competing thoughts. So you have to put into your cup what's going to cause you to make a shift in your thoughts. I am processing this because I want you to really get it. This is our application. So what brings you joy and fulfillment that will aid you in restoring your peace? How can I restore my peace? Well, I'm just going to give you a few thoughts as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Enjoy some quiet personal time. Maybe it's sitting still, spending some time with God. Take a reflective walk on the beach. Spend time with your family. Declutter. Get caught up. Do something that will move you forward and lift the weight. Add value into the lives of others. Encourage someone. Feed someone. Do something that's charitable. Feed and grow your faith. All of this, ultimately, application, insight into empowerment, will develop and shift from that negative to the positive, from the anxiety to peace, because you are establishing and developing a positive life stance. Woo! That's all that we have time for today. Time really flew by. It's amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by, an hour of empowerment. I want to thank each and every one of you who took the time out of your busy day to join us right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We trust you've gotten some great richness. We can continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. Always visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Looking forward to having you tune in with us next week. Set your timer. We're right here for you faithfully. I coach and you win.